Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're unpacking something really interesting, medication reviews, specifically how they're being rolled out in community pharmacies in Germany.
Right. It gives us a window into how that pharmacist role is changing.
Exactly. Especially important if you, the listener, are managing, you know, several different medications.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify for anyone maybe not familiar, a medication review is, well, it's a service. The pharmacist looks closely at all the medicines someone's taking.
The goal being?
To make sure everything's appropriate, effective, and safe. The World Health Organization actually recommends these reviews, especially for people on multiple meds, to cut down on potential harm.
Okay, and that brings us to Germany. There have been legal changes there.
That's right. Patients on multiple medications now have a legal right to get a medication review.
But, and this seems key, pharmacies don't have to offer it.
Precisely. It's not mandatory for the pharmacy itself, which raises the big question we're diving into today. Why would a pharmacy owner choose to implement this? What are the hurdles, the opportunities?
And we have some solid ground to tread on here based on actual research.
We do. We're looking at a study called Just a Romantic Idea, a theory-based interview study on medication review implementation with pharmacy owners, published back in 2023.
International Journal of Clinical Pharmacy.
It's the one. And what's great is they talk directly to pharmacy owners in Germany, got their firsthand perspectives.
So our mission for you listening today, really get under the skin of what these owners think, their attitudes, their experiences if they've started, the barriers, the things that help. Basically, a behind-the-scenes look at making these services happen.
Yeah, the practicalities.
Okay, so let's start broad. What was the general vibe, the overall attitude among these pharmacy owners towards the idea of medication reviews?
Well, what's really striking is despite all the challenges they foresaw with actually doing it, the underlying attitude was consistently positive.
Really? So they liked the concept itself?
Very much so. They talked a lot about wanting to contribute more directly to patient safety and strengthening their role, seeing themselves as healthcare professionals, not just dispensers.
Right. Moving beyond just handing over the box. But positive feelings don't pay the bills, do they? What were the big worries?
Yeah, that's where it gets tricky. A major, major concern for almost everyone was economic viability. Can we actually afford to do this?
Because the traditional model in Germany is mostly dispensing fees.
Exactly. There is a new service fund set up for these reviews, but, well, there were serious doubts about whether the payment would actually cover the time and effort involved.
That sounds crucial. It takes time, expertise.
It does. And one owner, they were just starting to think about it, they put it very bluntly.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
They said, MR is a romantic idea, but if the legal framework is vague and does not ensure the financial viability of the service, the entire thing does not stand a chance.
Wow. Romantic idea. That says a lot. So the principle is good, but the finances and the framework, uncertain.
That's the tension, precisely. The desire versus the reality.
Okay, so given these hurdles, did the study uncover any practical suggestions from the owners? Ideas to make implementation smoother?
Oh, definitely. They had quite a few thoughts. One interesting idea was for change facilitators.
Change facilitators. What are those?
Basically, people who would actually visit the pharmacies, provide hands-on help with getting the service up and running,
mm-hmm.
you know, help spot local barriers, motivate the staff, maybe suggest practical strategies.
Kind of like a coach or a mentor for the pharmacy team?
Exactly. They pointed out that this kind of direct support has worked well in other places, implementing new services.
Makes sense. What else? Any other support mechanisms?
Awareness was another big one. They felt there needed to be national campaigns.
Aimed at who?
Both patients and other health professionals. To just explain what medication reviews are, why they're beneficial. Because right now, a lack of patient demand was seen as a real obstacle. People just don't know to ask for it.
Right. If your customers don't know it exists or why they'd want it, yeah, that's a problem. What about the day-to-day running of the pharmacy? Any suggestions there?
Absolutely. Bureaucracy. That came up a lot.
Ah, paperwork.
You guessed it. Excessive documentation, complicated contracts, constant license updates. They felt really bogged down by it all. Reducing that admin burden was seen as pretty essential if they were going to find time for something new like an MR.
I can only imagine. That stuff eats time. What about the pharmacists themselves, their skills, their training?
Yes. CPD continuing professional development was a hot topic.
So ongoing training.
Mm-hmm. Many felt there was a need for more in-depth training, specifically in pharmacotherapy,
mm-hmm.
you know, the study of drug action. to feel really confident conducting these reviews thoroughly.
They felt the current university courses maybe didn't cover it enough.
Some perceived it that way, yeah. That the focus wasn't quite clinical enough for this kind of advanced service.
So it's not just finding the time, but also feeling fully equipped knowledge-wise. Any other practical thoughts on making it work?
Well, involving pharmacy technicians, more came up.
How so?
The idea was maybe technicians could handle some of the prep work, data gathering, that sort of thing, free up the pharmacist for the core clinical consultation. Apparently that's done in the U.S. sometimes.
Interesting. Leveraging the whole team. Anything else?
Just one more thing. The idea of extra incentives, especially at the start, maybe extra CPD points for doing your first few reviews, just to lower that initial barrier to entry.
Okay, so a real mix of ideas, system stuff, pharmacy level stuff, individual support. Let's pull back a bit then. What about those bigger external system factors, things outside the pharmacy's direct control?
Yeah, stability was a big one, or rather the lack of it. Owners worried about unstable contracts, changing regulations, uncertain reimbursement.
That sounds stressful. Constant uncertainty.
Definitely. And they really wanted a clear, precise definition of the service from the National Pharmacy Organization, ABDA. And crucially, adequate, reliable payment. There was a feeling ABDA wasn't being totally transparent in negotiations.
So, clear rules, fair pay. Fundamental, yeah. Really. Any potential positives from the system?
Well, that new service fund could be positive if the money is right. Cautious optimism there, I'd say.
Okay.
And they did see a role for the professional bodies like ABDA in offering proper implementation support and really promoting the service, raising awareness.
And we already mentioned education, the pharmacy degree itself being seen as maybe needing an update.
That's right. The perceived gaps in pharmacotherapy knowledge in the undergraduate curriculum were seen as a potential system-level barrier.
But on the flip side, collaboration.
Yes. Collaboration with doctors was seen as a potentially huge facilitator. While it varies now, many owners were hopeful that working more closely with GPs could really optimize how patients' meds are managed.
Okay, interesting. Now, bringing it right down to the local level, the pharmacy's community, what factors mattered there?
A big positive was the existing relationship. Pharmacists felt they had strong, trusting connections with their regular patients. People see them as accessible.
That's a great foundation to build on.
It is. But, as we said, the flip side was the lack of public awareness about this specific service. Low demand, because people just didn't know about it.
So the trust is there, but not the knowledge of the offering.
Pretty much. Although, encouragingly, patients who had actually received a review apparently gave really positive feedback. So word of mouth could help over time.
Good to hear. Okay, let's step inside the pharmacy doors again. Organizational factors. What were the internal challenges and drivers?
Workload and staffing. Huge barriers. Just finding the time amidst the daily grind and often being short-staffed. It's tough to carve out space for something new and time-intensive like an MR.
And the bureaucracy again.
Yep, that added internal stress too. But, and this is really interesting, there was also this strong tension for change, many owners described.
Tension for change, meaning?
Meaning they felt the pressure. The old model of just dispensing felt vulnerable. Especially with online pharmacies growing, they saw services like MRs as a way to use their actual pharmaceutical knowledge to differentiate themselves.
Ah, so it's partly survival. Adapt or risk becoming obsolete.
That's exactly how one owner put it. They said, we can probably only survive if we do exactly that in MR. As otherwise, Amazon will drop your asthma inhaler onto your balcony, and then we're done.
Wow, that's stark.
Isn't it? So for many, offering MRs wasn't just about patient care. It aligned with their vision of evolving their professional role, becoming more clinical.
But practically, within the pharmacy, they needed tools.
Yes. Better software was mentioned. Tools to make the MR process more efficient, because time is just such a scarce resource in a busy pharmacy.
Makes total sense. Okay, final level. The individual pharmacist. What about their knowledge, skills, motivation?
Well, we've talked about the perceived need for more pharmacotherapy knowledge and the role of CPD in filling that.
Right.
But alongside that, there was a real belief from the owners in their pharmacists' motivation and ability, their self-efficacy.
They felt their staff could do it and wanted to.
Yes. One owner said, I think that pharmacists have the skills to do it, that we have the heart to do it. It is not enough to have the data. You really have to want it.
Have the heart to do it. I like that.
Me too. It speaks to that intrinsic drive, you know. Wanting to improve patient safety, wanting more job satisfaction beyond just dispensing. That motivation was seen as a really strong positive force.
So the desire is there, the heart is there, maybe just need some specific skill top-ups and the right environment. What about the nature of the medication review service itself? Any characteristics that made it tricky or appealing?
Its complexity was definitely acknowledged. It's not just one quick thing. There's the appointment, the prep, the actual consultation, multiple
This
steps.
means time and cost.
Exactly. Which loops back to those concerns about fair reimbursement covering the true cost. Some owners suggested maybe starting with simpler, more focused types of reviews to make it less daunting initially.
Ease into it, perhaps.
Kind of. And on the plus side, offering Ms. R's was seen as potentially good for the pharmacy's image, enhancing its reputation, maybe even making it a more attractive place for pharmacists to want to work.
Recruitment and retention benefits too.
Potentially. But ultimately, the biggest driver seemed to be the perceived benefit for the patient. Increased safety, better understanding of their meds, feeling more empowered.
That quote about dispelling fear was powerful.
It really was. Patients are inundated with information and no one seeks the dialogue with them. Patients often get intimidated. In community pharmacy, we can solve problems. We can dispel fear. Captures that patient-centered motivation perfectly, I think.
It really does. Okay, so wrapping this all up, what are the main takeaways from this deep dive into how German pharmacy owners see medication reviews?
I think the headline is enthusiasm meets reality. Pharmacy owners in Germany generally like the idea of misses. They see the value for patients, they see the value for their own profession's future. But there are significant hurdles, big ones, especially around financial viability and the sheer amount of bureaucracy. For this to really take off widely and successfully, those systemic and practical barriers need serious attention.
So support is crucial. Training too.
Absolutely. Better support systems, more targeted training, clear and fair payment structures, and importantly, raising public awareness so patients actually know to ask for this service.
It really does sound like a balancing act, wanting to offer more care, but needing the practicalities to stack up.
It is. And the specific suggestions from these owners, the change facilitators, the campaigns, tackling the admin load, investing in education, these weren't just German issues. They're really valuable insights for any healthcare system looking to get pharmacists more involved in medication management.
You really need to listen to the people on the ground who have to make it work.
Exactly. Ignoring their perspective would be a huge mistake.
Give you a real appreciation for the challenges, doesn't it, rolling out these kinds of services? So for you listening, maybe a final thought to chew on. How do you see the role of your local pharmacist evolving? What kind of conversations about your medications, your health management might you want to have with them in the future? It's definitely something that seems poised to change. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.